Part 2. Opposition. Chapter 6. Member of Parliament. How dreary to be somebody. How public, like a frog, to tell one's name, the lifelong June, to an admiring bog. I'm nobody. Who are you? By Emily Dickinson. My decision to run for Parliament in 1945 was not deeply considered, but I hesitated a long time before deciding to try again in 1951. 6 years at Transport House had greatly increased my concern about the post-war world and had given me a unique insight into some of its problems. I now wanted, above all, to find some way of helping to prevent a third world war. On the other hand, I had been neither excited nor impressed by what I'd seen of party politics. Sitting at the bottom of the table in the 8th-floor boardroom as the National Executive fought its internecine battles, I tended to see the worst of the great men who led the Labour Party. I was particularly repelled by the extent to which each of the most prominent figures had a clique of acolytes who never had a good word to say about the leader of a rival clique. In some cases, the leader encouraged his clique through a backbench MP who acted as his chief of staff. Morrison, through Maurice Webb, for example, or Bevan, through Michael Foot. In others, a backbench MP would organize the clique without the leader's authority. This was particularly true of George Brown's efforts for Ernest Bevin. It all made me determined...